أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلوات وأتم التسليم على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيع ذنوبنا العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد والمصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين Our Prophet محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first to make this holiday a Mubarak day, inshallah, for everybody. And also, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prosper our life on the wilayah of Prophet Muhammad and his family, alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam. It's an event, a very important event that we gather here, brothers and sisters, youth, kids, everybody, to listen to some hadith or traditions or sayings from our Prophet and our Imams about Az-Zahra salamullahi alayha. I don't have much time to say these hadith again and again, inshallah. So many speakers, Sayyid Rida is coming, Sayyid Rizawi is coming. And also you've heard maybe some of these hadith in your centers, like Al-Huda centers, brother from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, from all over Toronto. There are so many ahadith, and we hear these ahadith again and again. It's good, and it's a Mubarak ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His angels to be on the place or in the place that mentions Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and remember Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The place that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make istijaba for the dua and will accept the dua in this place. If somebody has any special dua, you wanna supplicate any special dua, this is a good place because we are mentioning An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. But I won't take too much time from your time, inshallah. I will recite one ayah, and this ayah is a very important ayah. We can see how Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam or Al-Imam Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn, the sons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in a debate between Al-Hajjaj, this guy was an Amawi from Umayyah, he was a tyrant, he was an oppressor, he used not to sleep unless he kills one from the supporters of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. One Shia, he can't sleep unless he sees the blood going under his feet from one of the supporters of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. One time, one guy, his name is Ash-Shu'bi, he said, Al-Hajjaj asked him to come to make a sacrifice in the Yawm al-Eid, in the day of Eid al-Adha, by one of the Shia. We usually sacrifice what? A sheep, a camel. This guy wants to slaughter a Shi'i to sacrifice him in Eid al-Adha. A Shu'bi came, it's a long story, but I want to go to the essence of this story. He said, bring to me Yahya bin Ya'mar. Yahya bin Ya'mar was a Shi'i scholar. He was a high-ranked Shi'i scholar. He supported Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He was a very important scholar at that time. He was in the prison of Al-Hajjaj. Al-Hajjaj brought him to kill him. And before he kills him, he wants a reason to kill him in front of the people. He said, I want to show you how this guy is a big liar. And then, because he's a big liar, he considers himself alim. He considers himself defending Ahlul Bayt. I want to show you how a big liar he is, and I want to kill him. Al-Hajjaj, he was a big tyrant. Then he brought this Yahya bin Ya'mar. He said to him, you think Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, the sons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? He said, yes, not only I think, I believe, and this is a fact, this is a reality, that they are his sons. Now, what we consider, yourself, or usually people consider that my son is, or the son of my son, my nephew, is my son. But my daughter's son, usually I don't consider him my son, usually people like that, because they think not just from the name. I have sons, their sons, my nephews, are my offspring. I consider him my son too. So this guy Al-Hajjaj, he says, those Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, those guys, they are the son of Fatima. They are not the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He said, don't tell me that you want to prove to me that those Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, they are the son of Rasulullah because of Ayatul Mubahala. The ayah which says, if they don't listen to you, bring your sons and your woman and your nafs to make mubahala, to make su'a against each other, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the liar. Ayat al-mubahala in al-Qur'an al-Kareem. قُلْ تَعَالَوْا وَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. Call your sons and our sons. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, came to make mubahala against the Christians, he brought Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn alayhi wa sallam. That means they are his sons. He said, don't tell me this ayah. You want to make it as a proof or reason to prove that this ayah is Al-Hasan Hussein, their sons. Now, he said, no, I'm not going to tell you about this ayah. Although this ayah is a strong proof, but I'm going to bring you another proof. And this Al-Hajjaj was stunned and shocked because he doesn't know another proof that Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, they are the son of Prophet Muhammad from Al-Qur'an. He said, I want to give you 1,000 dinar to tell me another proof about this. And he recited this ayah. May Salawat, inshaAllah. I read it in Arabic first. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We get them Ishaq and Ya'qub. كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He said, and we gave to him Ishaq and Ya'qub. Each did we guide, and Nuh did we guide before, and of his descendants. He said, he's talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Of his descendants, Ibrahim's descendants, what he says, He says, Dawood, Sulaiman, and Ayyub, and Yusuf, and Musa, and Harun. Okay? Also he continues. He says, and Zakaria, and Yahya, and Isa, yani Jesus Christ. Isa and Elias, everyone was of the good. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Isa is one of the descendants of Ibrahim. He said, yes. And Al-Hajjaj, he knew the Quran. He said, okay, Isa, one of his descendants, but Isa had no father. How come Isa became one of his descendants to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? And who is closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Maryam, the mother of Isa, or Az-Zahra to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Christ Isa alayhi salam is his descendants, and Maryam, his mother, is his descendants also. So who's closer to the Nabi Ibrahim? Isa or Maryam is closer, or Isa is closer, or Al-Hasan and Hussein are closer to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this guy, by this answer, and he gave him 1,000 dinar and he left him. He didn't kill him that night. This is a proof that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Al-Hasan wal Hussein, Sayyidah Shababi Ahlul Jannah, they are the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Az-Zahra alayhi salam, the daughter of the best from among the prophets. The wife of the Sayyid al-Awsiya Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and the mother of the 12th Imam Az-Zahra alayhi salam, was created from the light of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the hadith of Imam Salih alayhi salam. Okay, another hadith. And I finish, inshallah. I won't take much of your time. One time, Al-Allama Al-Hilli...
He's late.
Al-Allama Al-Hilli, you know Al-Allama Al-Hilli. He was from Al-Hilla. Al-Hilla is a small village close to Al-Najaf Al-Ashraf in Iraq. And he was 13 years old. Al-Allama Al-Hilli was 13 years old. His father was Marja. His father called him. He said, come. Al-Allama Al-Hilli was one of the biggest scholars among the Shia. I think you all know him. And he was one of the people, the scholars, who established the strong institution of Tashayyu in Iraq. Al-Allama Al-Hilli. One of the biggest. But he was 13 years old. His father told him to go out from the village. He said, there is Alim from Ahl Sunnah is coming to visit me. Take the donkey, didn't have cars. Take the donkey and go out of the village and wait for this Alim. When he comes, bring him to my house. His wife, a host, a guest. Okay, Al-Alam Al-Hilli, 13 years old, took the donkey and went out of the village and waited for this Alim. When this Alim came, he said, Salaam alaikum, I am the son of Al-Hilli, I want to take you home. He said, okay. Then, on the way, he asked him a question. He said, Mawlana, is it true? Al-Alam Al-Hilli asked the Alim. He said, is it true that if somebody dies without giving bay'ah, without giving allegiance, pledge of allegiance, bay'ah to his imam, he'll die either Christians or Jews. If you die and you don't know your imam, you don't recognize your imam, you don't submit to your imam, you'll die as if you are Catholic. He said, yes, this hadith الصحيح حديث. Okay? This hadith is صحيح. And strong hadith. The Shia and Sunnah recognize this hadith and submit to this hadith. This is صحيح. If you die without knowing your Imam, you don't have or give pledge of allegiance, bay'at to your Imam, you'll die as if you are Kafir. He said then, okay, in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam, Zahra alayhi salam, died while she was angry at the first Khalifa and the second Khalifa. And then this guy stopped and told Al-Allama al-Hilli to go back to go back home and say salam to your father and I'll see him later. Why? Look, brothers, when Al-Zahra alayhi salam was angry at the first and at the second guy, that means she is angry at her Imam. Because they are considered to be the Imam, right? Al-Khalifa. Al-Khalifa is the Imam. When you are angry at your Imam, it means that you're not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be angry at Imam Ali or at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or at Imam Hussein. You are angry, for instance, at your Imam, that means you are not making bay'ah to your Imam. And since Zahra alayhi salam was so angry at them, when she died as if she would die Kafir. This guy, Al-Allam al-Hilli, is telling Al-Alim, is telling him, do you agree that Zahra alayhi salam died Kafir? Because she was angry at her Imam? And this guy, for sure, he can't say Al-Zahra died Kafir, because Al-Zahra alayhi salam, one of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, Al-Zahra Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Al-Zahra created from the light of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can she die Kafir? That means what? When Al-Zahra, the mu'min, Al-Zahra mu'min, and Taqiyya, she is a righteous woman, she is mutahara. She can't be angry at her Imam. When she is angry at the first Khalifa and the second Khalifa, that means he is not the Imam. This is a logic. This is a logic. When you think about it, this guy understood what Al-Allama al-Hilli meant. And this is one proof. The first and the second and the third, they are not the Khalifa al-Haq. Otherwise, if they are the real Imam, the right Khalifa al-Haq, Al-Zahra, wouldn't be angry at them. This is a glance about how Zahra defended the wilaya. Just by her death, when she asked al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to hide her grave and not to let anybody of those guys to walk behind her janazah. And this is a way to propagate Islam, to defend the wilaya from that time to this time. Always, when you ask yourself, why Zahra didn't want those people to walk behind her janazah? Why Zahra salamullah alayha was buried secretly at night? Nobody knew. She wants to tell people through generations that there was something wrong at that time. Al-Zahra alayhi salam was hujja, a reason for everybody to think that those people oppressed her and make room to her. Another thing, when Al-Zahra alayhi salam stood up in front of the first caliph and delivered her speech, that magnificent speech, this speech by itself, which is still written till this day, is a big sign of the intention of Al-Zahra alayhi salam to defend the wilaya all the time. When you go back to read this speech, a magnificent speech, you know the philosophy and the knowledge that Al-Zahra had alayhi salam. It's not something easy at that time when nobody from all those people who were at that time could say something, sometimes a word or a phrase that can be written till these days, a famous phrase, or do something like Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam did. At that time, when you read the khutbah of Az-Zahra alayhi salam and you study it, you see its real meanings, you are facing a sea of knowledge. You see how Zahra is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how Zahra, she is really one of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and like Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad,
we are hujja, and Az-Zahra alayhi salam hujja alayna. She is hujja alayna. Like we say, Al-Imam Ali hujja alayna, ashadu anna aliyyan hujja Allah. He is hujja ala al-khalq, on people. Also Az-Zahra, Al-Imam al-Sadiq says, she is hujja alayna. Whatever Az-Zahra brought by her book, Mishaf Fatima, Al-Malak, angel, used to come down and talk to Zahra alayhi salam about what's gonna happen in the future and what happened before. And she used to tell Imam Ali, and Imam Ali alayhi salam used to write, and he wrote a big book called Mishaf Fatima. That's the book that they talk about. They said the Shia has another book. The Shia have different book than the Quran, or they have their own Quran. This is Mishaf Fatima. There is nothing from the Quran in this book. It's a story about what's going to happen in the future and what happened in the past. Al-Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq said, whatever we take from this book is true. That means Fatima Hujja alayhi. Whatever we take from this book about signs are going to happen in the future is true, because it was told by Fatima alayhi salam. Fatima al-Muhaditha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi came one time and asked Khadija alayhi salam. He said, Khadija, whom are you talking to? She was talking to herself. She said, I am talking to the child who is in my stomach. He said, Jibreel came and told me she is unta, she is a female. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a'imma, imams from Fatima, from this female. And those imams will be the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Fatima alayhi salam, she is the base of al-imams alayhi salam. So this rank and this level which is reached by Fatima alayhi salam is not something easy, brothers. Most of the nation, unfortunately, most of the Muslims, some of them don't know Fatima, who is she? Some of them, they think Fatima is the daughter of Imam Ali. They don't know Fatima alayhi salam. If they know her, they think she is like any other woman at that time. And that's why they prevented the hadith after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam died. Allahu sallam wa rahmatullahi. Please tell me when my time is done. Huh? Okay. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi died, they prevented anybody, everybody, from telling hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi for 100 years. Why? The sunnah, traditions of the Prophet, is the elaboration of the Quran, of the ayat, of our jurisprudence, of our sharia. If you don't know the sunnah, you can't be a Muslim, you can't be a good Muslim. The Quran has 500 ayah of ahkam, of practical law of Islam. While sunnah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is the elaboration of this Quran. When you prevent al-hadith, you don't understand the Quran. Why they prevented the hadith? Because all and so many hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is spoken about Fatima and about the Imams and about Imam Ali and about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, when we are at this time, 1400 years after Prophet Muhammad gathering, to raise again the barakah of this hadith, to hold fast, to hold steady and strongly to the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, there is one very important thing, brothers and sisters, not only to get together, not only to just recite the hadith day after day or occasion after occasion, we have to put that into practice. When you believe in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, you have to practice what they say, what they believe. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they were the equivalent of the Quran. They are the people who elaborate the Quran. When we listen to them, we listen to them because we want to understand what the Quran says. They are al-Quran al-Naqib. They are the speaking Quran. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are the speaking Quran. This is a Quran. It's called Iman. Also, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are the Quran, but they are the speaking Quran. When we listen to them, we listen to them because we want to know what is the Quran, what the Quran says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about our Sharia. Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Says in one of his hadith, if there is somebody in this universe better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, I will make tawassul by him to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, I don't make tawassul by an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi because he is my grandfather. No, but because he is the best among all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the criteria is because they are the closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing. Now, Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin says, who made a sin, he is our enemy. Who made masiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our enemy. And who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our wali. And our wilaya can't be obtained except by wara, taqwa, and action. See? Wara and action. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Dear brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you live in a city that more than 100,000 population, and you consider yourself Shi'i, if you are not the most pious one among them, you are not Shi'i. Though the Shia, because they follow Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they must be mu'min and the best among people. You go back to yourself and see how can you be the best among people. If you are not the best, question yourself. Have doubt about yourself. Why you are following Ahlul Bayt then? If somebody else from other people are mu'min more than you, you must be the most mu'min among people. That's what Imam Sadiq says alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, some people came to visit him, they knocked on the door. The khadim, the guy who served Imam Ali, went and opened the door. He said, what do you want? They said, we are Shia of Imam Ali. We love him. We came to see him. And then when this khadim came back to Imam, he said, on the door, there are some people who want to see you. They say they are Shia. And Imam came to see them. He looked at them. He said, why don't you see the signs of Shia on you? By just looking. So there are signs for the Shia. Al-Imam Ali explains these signs in another khutbah. He says their eyes. Well, sometimes we get shy to say this because we are not like that, but we try to do something like that. Your eyes should be so tired because of crying. And also, your bodies should be so weak. I mean, in terms of... there are signs. So that means what? A Shi'i is the best from among people who prays and take ibadah and be good to his people. Mu'min respects his people, respects everybody, and also act according to ahkam al-shar'iyya. Sisters, your hijab, your obedience to your husband according to the shara for sure, and also for the man, how to work among people, especially outside, among Canadians and others, how to reflect and get the message across to other people by being good Muslims. You don't do something that disfigure Islam and alter the picture of Islam in the minds of others. This is what, inshallah, wanted to say. And although Sayyid is coming, Sada are coming, and will give more lights on the Zahra, salamullah alayhi. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prosper our life by following Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and to gather us in these occasions, year after year, occasions after occasions. And also, I would like to take a chance here to congratulate you by the big victory of Ahmadinejad winning in Iran. Alhamdulillah. Make peace in our countries, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, Lebanon, Iraq, and all over the Islamic world, and to have us also the best people who convey the message of Prophet Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir! Allah!